Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Michael Janz, co-founder of Agency Revolution, where we automate your systems, engage your customers, and help you grow your agency. And I want to welcome you to this episode of the Connected Insurance Podcast, where it's our job to find the geniuses, innovators, movers, and shakers in the insurance industry and to discern and deconstruct what they do to help you grow your agency faster. And boy, have we found one of the innovators. I'm excited about this conversation, in part because as an industry, we tend to get a little bit criticized, and maybe we're appropriately self-critical about not being innovative, not moving fast enough. And the world, of course, is moving fast, and there are those forces who do want to innovate in a disruptive way. And yet, as I have said before, while the technologies have arisen that are frankly designed to hurt the agency channel, technologies are emerging to support the agency channel. Bold Penguin is such. Mark DeLeonibus, my guest today, is the co-founder of Bold Penguin. I will allow him to tell the story of what it does. I'll simply preface it by saying, number one, I'm excited about the fact that in this case, we have a member of the millennial generation who believes in the agency channel. He's also, I can't quite sure if I can say a longtime commercial lines broker because he is young, but he started his career in the insurance industry, and he was a commercial lines broker before he had an insight on how technology can facilitate the commercial lines process. So, number one, we have to listen to the millennials who are now not only purchasing insurance more and more from us, but they're also creating or recreating the industry that so many of us operate in. I will leave the rest for the conversation itself. I'll encourage you to listen carefully and think deeply about how technology is changing the industry and in so many ways making it better. Without further ado, I will invite you to the conversation with Mark DeLeonibus, co-founder of Bold Penguin. Mark DeLeonibus, how are you?
Fantastic, Michael. Thanks so much for having me on today.
And I pronounced your name correctly, yes?
You got it.
Okay, yep, yeah, no, I've been practicing this morning, so I'm pleased that I did. Mark, you're the co-founder of Bold Penguin. Before we talk about Bold Penguin, and we might even talk about how you came about that name, let's just start with a little bit of thumbnail sketch of who you are and what your history and career is in the insurance industry.
Sure, absolutely. So I've been in insurance since the beginning of my career. I attended Virginia Tech for my undergrad and graduated right in the middle of the recession.
Right.
So 2008, 2009.
Like so many millennials.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And, you know, coming out of college with a finance degree, it was literally the worst time in probably the recent history, to graduate with that degree.
Right.
So there wasn't a job in New York.
Uh-huh.
By any stretch. So I went back home to Annapolis, Maryland, where I'm originally from, and got a job working with a financial planner in the insurance space.
Right.
And quickly realized I did not like the late night dinner table meetings that came with that role. But what I learned in that role is I really liked working with business owners.
Yeah.
And as time went on, I had a family friend who had the oldest independent insurance agency in Maryland who said, hey, you should come look at what I'm doing. And I think, you know, what you like about that role would line up really well over here. And I jumped at the opportunity to do that. That's kind of how I got into the commercial space in my career here.
So you were a commercial lines broker?
Correct.
Okay. And you did that for a while?
Yep, just over 5 years.
Did it for over 5 years. And we will talk about what Bold Penguin is, and one of the reasons that I'm excited about it, Mark, is that I think our industry does get maybe appropriately criticized for not being the most innovative industry in the world. We don't see insurance agents and brokers on the cover of Wired or Inc. or Fortune, you know, with headlines about, you know, great breakthroughs. But your company is an example of innovation in the insurance industry. And so we will be talking about that. But before we do that, so your focus has been in your career, in your entire career, for the most part, has been commercial lines in the insurance industry.
As
a broker and as a solution provider.
Correct.
Okay.
Laser focused on commercial. That's been my background since the beginning, and really where during my time as a broker, really saw the inefficiency that existed. And I've always been into technology. I'm not a coder myself.
Right.
But I said, gosh, you know, these solutions to make exist in other industries.
Uh-huh.
You see it in banking, you see it in other areas of finance.
Right.
Why can't we apply that to insurance? And that was kind of the spark.
Okay.
All that inefficiency.
So I'm going to ask you a question that intrigues me. Obviously, we're all seeing the millennial generation take over the economy. It's the largest generation in the country, the largest generation in North America, and it's taking over the consumer side of the economy. But we're also seeing the millennial generation influence, to some extent disrupt, to some extent take over the direction of the other side of the economy, the production or the manufacturing or the delivering side of the economy. So I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, but when you came into this industry as a well-educated millennial, what was your take on it? What was your observation about the way this industry operates?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And well, I think it's a question every single insurance agency owner who's in commercial lines needs to be thinking about. So, let me stop interrupting you. What was your observation about it?
Yeah, when I came into it, I was totally green when I came into the commercial space.
Right.
And the first thing that I noticed as a millennial in that generation, even when I started, was there's a lot of paperwork. So there's people using fax machines like it's the best thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
And this was in 2009, 2010. And that's the thing that got me. And then as I started to have appointments with clients,
yeah,
go out to see different folks and realize how the application process works, how the applications get submitted, and then the back and forth kind of tennis match that it takes to take a customer from, you know, that first meeting, starting to build that relationship, taking them from stranger to new customer, how much manual work is really involved to make that happen. And it shocked me at the level of inefficiency. And that was really the first thing that got me. And was really the spark that took me down this path of building the solutions that we've built here.
Okay. So I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument from the industry about that. And I don't think you'll get a lot of argument from consumers about that. Like how many times back and forth do we have to go until we finally arrive at insurance, right?
Right.
Until we finally get a policy. And I am quite certain that the customer experience is probably less than optimal, you know, less than delightful, and, you know, for a lot of customers to have to go through that kind of, you know, sort of like an annual physical exam that you sort of have to do, but nobody really wants to. So when you look at this space, commercial lines, I think a lot of people think that maybe that's the safe harbor. You know, I think there are a lot of observers who think personal lines might be disrupted more easily than commercial lines. But what do you think perhaps some of the threats are to the insurance space for the retail part of the industry?
For the commercial versus the personal?
Is commercial lines a safe harbor, or do you think it's also vulnerable to threats from outside, like InsurTech?
That's a great question. I think with commercial lines, the thing that made me gravitate to commercial lines is that of the importance of the trusted advisor in that space. And the need for someone to be advising their clients when they're making that important decision to protect their livelihood. And I think for that reason, since commercial lines has so many niches within it and so many different types of coverage where you really need that trusted advisor to make those decisions, I think it is more protected. I think in the future, sure, there's probably some simple products that we'll see we'll see more commoditized and automated like we've seen.
Yeah. Okay.
But really, the importance of the trusted advisor to help make those decisions, I don't think is going away anytime soon in commercial.
Okay. So your point of view is, if I'm getting this right, commercial lines is safer, but you added a little bit of a however, at least that small commercial lines might be more easily disrupted.
Yep.
Okay. Do you see InsurTech companies eyeing all that this tremendous amount of volume that flows through the commercial line space? Do you see some InsurTechs eyeing that space with hungry eyes?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you see some of these products that some of these InsurTechs have come out with. You know, some products like for folks that are photographers going out and doing those types of things. Yeah, just a quick little product to cover their equipment and their liability at an event. And it's, you know, a couple clicks and you're done. We're seeing a lot of that for those types of products that can be automated like that.
Okay. Got it. All right. So, you know, again, you know, you do have 10 years of observation and experience with commercial lines. What do you think, you know, have you seen the industry change, or do you see it going in a direction? Do you think that the problems facing the commercial line side of the industry are evolving, or they're different than they were?
Yeah, I do. When I came into the space, you know, this millennial consumer really hadn't taken hold. But finally, you're seeing that.
Right.
That happen. They're finally of age to be at a meaningful point where they're at their peak spending years. And when I came into the space, what we were given was a list of businesses to cold call and start building relationships like that.
Yeah.
Today, the way you approach a millennial, start to build that relationship, is different. I mean, cold calling is one way to build a relationship, but today, to engage with that millennial and gain their trust is completely different. It's a YouTube video where you're explaining, you know, what their commercial auto policy covers, and that's how you connect and break through into those relationships with them. I think millennials, what they want is an agent who is going to follow them, you know, with all their communications. You know, maybe I text you one moment.
Right.
Or maybe I send you a message to your Facebook page, and you follow it all the way through that communication. And it's just different. But it's still, the core is still the relationship and how you build it, service it, and grow it. And that's what I think has changed. And you're really finally starting to see that in 2018, more than ever.
Got it. Okay. So obviously, you're not going to get any argument from me. So I think what you're saying is that today's consumer is connected and today's agent needs to be connected.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And while the fundamental human part of it is the same, I think that people want to be treated respectfully. People want to be they want to know that you're going to deliver value and be and deliver a meaningful relationship. The means through which you can reach them is different. That
yeah.
So that may not be so much a problem for somebody in your generation because you're digital natives. Do you see that as more of a problem for the boomer commercial lines broker?
Yeah.
Like it's difficult. It's new skills.
Right. Yeah, it's certainly a problem for that aging demographic. And I feel like every week you see another article on Insurance Journal or Property Casualty 360
yeah.
talking about that. But that is becoming really it's real right now. And I think the way that you counter that as an agency owner who's in that boomer generation is you find those ways to attract young talent to your agency. And you show them the innovation that's going on. You show them the opportunity that's coming through this space and the changes that are happening. And some of this consolidation that we're seeing of agencies, you know, as some of these boomers, you know, reach retirement age, it's not a bad thing. It's an opportunity. It's a way for the younger generation to differentiate themselves, show an expertise in a niche, and capture that business that's up for grabs.
Okay, so, well, I like to hear that. I like to hear people get excited about insurance. So what do you think, you know, let's kind of turn the clock forward 3 years, 5 years, or whatever. What does the commercial lines agency of the future look like? How does it behave?
So the agency of the future, just in 3 years' time, they have to have all of their tech tools talking together with their carrier relationships. And the reason for that is to deliver on the speed and efficiency that customers want. Meaning, you know, maybe it's, you know, a lot of agencies rely on their agency management system for everything. And
right.
Some are good.
Uh-huh.
You know, some are good and can do a lot of different things. But then there's that phase from stranger to new customer where really CRM tool is better for that. And then the agency management tool takes over at the new customer phase.
Right.
And then it's how do you, you know, take that information, relay it to your carriers, and come back and forth. And then how do you communicate that to your consumer, your customer? Having all of that talk together efficiently, you know, that's really the leg up.
So
3 and 5 years here.
So I think what you're saying, I'm going to try to rephrase this in my own words, is that the agency of the future needs to be in the communication business and they need to rely on technology in order to make that efficient.
Got it.
Okay.
Well said.
All right. Well, maybe well said. In a moment, I'm going to ask you about the solution that Bolt Penguin delivers to the industry. But first, I'm going to ask you another millennial question. I'm going to assume that some of your customers, when you were a commercial lines broker, were millennials.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Okay. And some maybe were not. Is that also accurate?
Yep.
Okay. Did you notice a distinction in expectation between the two? What do you think that the millennial who perhaps owns a business or is responsible for purchasing insurance for their business? What do you think what would they like to see from this industry, and what do you think, and how big is the gap between what they want and what they're getting?
How big is the gap between what they want and what they're...
Yeah, like how good or how poorly is the industry delivering what today's generation wants in commercial lines?
I really believe it has a long way to go.
Okay.
In commercial lines.
Yeah.
And really the chief reason for that is you know, that time from we live in an instant gratification world,
right?
And I think the consumers are just so used to getting that everywhere else except the insurance industry. And you know, I know as well as you do, there's things that just take time in insurance,
right?
But there are things that can be done with technology to expedite the process of acquiring a new customer, going through the quoting process to move that along. And that's a lot of what we're working on at Bold Penguin and setting the expectations along the way for what the consumer can expect. A lot of times the consumer, they're told, they're told the consumer one thing, and then, something goes haywire in underwriting, and it takes longer than expected.
Right.
And that leaves the consumer frustrated, like kind of in a black box. Like, why is this happening? And that uncertainty, they're not used to seeing that in other products they use.
Right, right. I mean, I bought something this morning on Amazon, and it was a Kindle, right? So I got it 5 seconds later. We live out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, and so we buy a lot of sort of standard goods on Amazon, and I'm never in the dark. I know when it's going to be shipped. I know when it shows up either at my mailbox or at the post office, and so today's consumer is being trained by other industries, and then so your sense is they're being frustrated to some extent by our industry. Because we don't act like that.
Right.
Okay. So when you started, I did a little research on Bold Penguin before our conversation and saw some of the press. And I think it was your co-founder said that you got labeled as an insurtech company. It was very unclear to insurance companies and big insurance brokers whether we're a friend or a foe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, when we first came out and settled into the space a bit, it was a little bit of this mixed reviews with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you here to help? Are you here to take the business away? What are you?
Yeah.
Really, the belief and the stance that we've taken at Bold Penguin is that we want to enable the trusted advisor to be just that, the trusted advisor. And just be a little bit quicker, a little bit more efficient, and offload that back office work.
Right.
In the beginning, folks said, well, what are you going to do? Are you trying to write all this insurance yourself? Do you want to become a carrier? We're really out to be the pipes to connect the commercial insurance space with our main customer being the agent.
Got
it. And to help them do the things that they do best and advise customers and build relationships. That's really what we're doing.
Do you see your company as an insurtech company?
Certainly.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Certainly
got it.
Fall
right.
into that space.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people think insurtech is just here to disrupt the agency channel, but I think we positioned Agency Revolution as insurtech, and when I wrote about it in the insurtech book, that was my point, that certainly, technologies have risen to disrupt our channel, but likewise, maybe a little slower, technologies are emerging to support this channel. So Bold Penguin does that. And so your focus is to what? Expedite that labor-intensive process that goes into finding and presenting and closing the insurance purchasing process on commercial lines. Maybe I didn't say that well. So you, I'll let you say it.
You're close. So
okay.
Really three things that
right.
Bold Penguin accomplishes. We help speed up and streamline the underwriting process for agents. We help them receive and get in front of the types of business that fit their niche and that mm-hmm. they want to work with. And then we also help them monetize the business that might be outside of their niche, that comes across their desk, that might be too big for them, too small, or they don't have the right market. So those are the three things that Bold Penguin really helps. But at the core, our what we're trying to do is help agents to be a little bit quicker, faster from going from quote to bind.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around.
All right. Okay. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to share like how the solution works. But I have one other question that intrigues me, and maybe I'm the only person who cares about this. But it's in part because our industry gets criticized for not being terribly innovative, and because Peter Drucker said that marketing and innovation are the only things that matter in business, everything else is a cost. Okay. Innovation strikes me as being terribly important. So I'm curious if you can share like a little insight on your personal journey. How did you go from being a commercial lines broker to saying, oh, I think we can make some radical transformation in the commercial lines purchasing process? Hey, where did that innovation come from?
I remember the exact moment, actually. I was sitting in an auto repair shop as a commercial agent in Southern Maryland.
Okay.
And I was meeting with this older gentleman who owned the auto repair shop for 20, 30 odd years. And he asked me, he said, why does this take so long? You know, why are you the second person to come in here, take this information, and why can't I just do this online and why can't this be more efficient? I said, those are great questions, and coming from someone that could be my father or grandfather,
right.
You know, there is a real need here. If this gentleman's saying that. And, you know, I told him it was going to take, a couple weeks to come back with a quote. I'm going to go to my market, so on and so forth. And I got thinking on the car ride back, like, why does this exist? Why does the process take so long? And then, I went through all the logical reasons why and what I know as an agent. There's a lot involved. But I asked myself the question, why can't it be different? What would be involved in making this different? And when I was a broker, I started a project on my own to build this online inventory system where businesses could come, submit their information to this listing,
right?
Where it would provide the name of the business, where it's located, number of employees, all the stats on a particular business, and any agent in the country could come in and browse this,
right?
Choose the businesses that fit their niche that they wanted to work with. And that was my solution to getting a business owner connected with the right agent that much faster. Along the way, I met some other young guys that were in the insurance space, and that were working on similar projects to connect people in an easier fashion,
right.
speed up underwriting. And we said, guys, we're young. We're excited about insurance, excited about commercial insurance. If we continue down the path we're going on our own, we'll probably be competitors. But if we come together, we'll be stronger together. So in 2016, we formed Bold Penguin. I packed up my things in Annapolis, Maryland, and moved to Columbus, Ohio. And we've been growing fast and really working as hard as we can and building as many relationships as we can to see this opportunity through in the commercial space.
So how many agents do you have signed up on this platform?
So just over 4,000 agents on the platform here.
Wow. So that's a big wow. That you packed up your stuff in 2016 and you've got 4,000 agents signed up on a viable platform. And as I recall, you said last month you had 32,000 inquiries for business.
That's correct. Yeah, coming through the platform, businesses who are reaching out with an insurance need, and we talk to every single one of those businesses on the phone.
Right.
Learn about the business, and then we, the ones that match to our agent partners, we introduce about a third of that to those agent partners.
Got it. All right. So tell us a little bit about just how the solution works. So for my first question is, what's the profile of an agency that, you know, for whom Bold Penguin might work really well?
Yep. So an agency that Bold Penguin works really well with is one who has at least five commercial lines producers that are in-house. That's kind of the sweet spot number.
Okay.
Tech first, that understands where their niche is in uh-huh. commercial lines
right.
very well.
Okay.
And can articulate what that niche looks like to us. Because every one of these relationships is a partnership. And we back into all of our numbers. We look everything like a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that an agency needs to do is they need to understand their numbers and track everything. When I say understand your numbers, you know, how many interactions does it take to take someone from being a stranger to a new customer? How many phone calls? You know, how many touch points do you have?
Right.
Because all of that is very important to know and be able to articulate when we enter into a new engagement with any partner on our platform.
Uh-huh.
Really having a handle on that is paramount.
Okay. Now, is five is not a minimum number they need to have producers? You're saying it's kind of a sweet spot.
The reason why I say five is because we're introducing every prospect to the agency over the phone,
right?
With all the data on that prospect. And if it's just one person, you know, and we deliver two businesses through the marketplace to you at the same time.
Yeah.
You can't answer two phones.
Okay. Got it. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I think maybe one of the best ways for us to visualize this is, can you walk us through sort of an example or case study of how this worked on both ends? The from a business owner's point of view and the commercial lines broker's point of view.
Sure. So when a business comes to us, they come into the marketplace generally by another agent or a carrier partner of ours who has come across a risk that's outside their niche. You know, it might be too big for them, might be too small, and might be outside of their appetite.
Got it.
And the value
okay.
proposition for the business owner to come into the marketplace, and the reason why agents, carriers refer those businesses to us, is that algorithmically, they're going to be matched with the best agent who has the ability to and the understanding of the niche that business is in. They're going to be able to quote them. They're going to be able to hopefully close that business and provide an incredible customer experience to them through the algorithms that we've built to score our agents on the platform. So that's the value to the business owner. They're really being matched with a trusted advisor.
Okay, so they're not just being thrown out to a feeding frenzy to a bunch of sharks. They're being matched like match.com to some extent, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm the first one to say that.
Yeah. Okay. well, and as I understand from our previous conversations, you're integrating some machine learning into this, so that algorithm just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, it really is. And the way that algorithm works is since with all of our agent partners, we integrate with their agency management tools, their CRM tools, and we get feedback.
Yeah.
What happens with each account we deliver? Did they quote it? Did they close it? Was it ineligible? Is it still pending? And we take all that in and we measure the speed to quote, their quote ratio, their close ratio, the level of integration, and then the overall customer experience,
right.
The feedback from the customer.
Ah, okay.
So all those factors, when our team is interviewing that business on the phone and learning about their business, all those factors come in and we score every agent for those businesses to determine the best matching agent.
Got it.
And that's where the machine learning comes in.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Good. Good. That's pretty sophisticated. All right. Now, there's an incentive for an agent to share leads that they don't want or prospects that they're not going to close or that they're outside of their appetite, right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. They share in the commission. Is that essentially what it is?
What happens is when an agent comes across a risk that doesn't fit, they can send it into us, and we just split the revenue 50-50 with them. And we give them all the reporting right through our dashboard.
Okay.
So whatever we get, we just split 50-50 and ACH them the money at the end of the month. And that's really the driver of our marketplace today.
Okay, got it. All right. Now, I know that you have a number of major national carriers, as I recall. You know, you've signed NDAs, so we're not going to say any names, but you've got carriers who have signed up on this platform as well. How does that fit in?
Yeah, so the rub with the carriers is when we talk to carriers, we show them the prospect flow that's coming through our marketplace.
Yeah.
And we say, hey, Mr. Carrier, we have this many businesses coming through. What is your appetite? How can we help get your product in front of your agents at the time when that consumer is looking to buy the product that you want to sell them?
Right.
And through our portal, we integrate with carriers through APIs. In some cases, we build the APIs for them if they haven't built them.
Okay.
Put their product in our portal with a bindable quote proposal that an agent can review with that customer, and all the rating is done through the APIs that we've built. So it just gets the carrier's product in front of top of mind for their agent when a consumer is ready to buy.
Okay. Now, so if an agent wants to write that piece of business with a different carrier that they represent, is that copacetic?
Yeah, go
okay.
for it.
Got it. All right. Yep. Got it. So the agent still can act like an independent agent and act with the kind of freedom that they're used to. All right. Mark, is anything else you want to share?
No, I think we did a nice job covering.
Good. No, it's a very good description. So if people want to learn more about Bold Penguin, and maybe we'll let them ask you how you arrived at that name. But sure. If they want to learn more about Bold Penguin or, reach out and, make contact with you or somebody else, how do you want people to do that?
Yeah, the easiest way to reach me, I'm always on my phone and my email here. It's just an email. My email address is Mark, M-A-R-C, so it's Mark with a C, at boldpenguin.com.
So
Mark at boldpenguin.com.
Mark at boldpenguin.com, and it's Mark with a C, and they don't have to spell Delianibus.
No, save that for another day.
Yeah, save that for another day. All right. Well, Mark, I want to congratulate you on the success that your company has had so far. And congratulate you on bringing innovation and viable technology to an industry that to some extent desperately needs it. So on behalf of the industry, thank you. And on behalf of our listeners, thanks for sharing your insights and observations.
Thanks, Michael. I've really enjoyed it today.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.